can't believe Braylon gets to play Mary in the Christmas program. I would do way better at it than her.
Mary was a humble servant of God, but it doesn't sound like you're being very humble. Happy Advent. Zach here, and we're diving into another story on the Countdown to Christmas podcast. Get ready to discover something new. Mary, the mother of Jesus, wasn't a princess or any kind of special person. Actually, she was probably just a teenager when she had the baby Jesus. The Bible says she was a humble servant and she was obedient to God. Now, does that describe you? Are you a humble servant for other people too? In Matthew 20:27, Jesus said this, "Whoever wants to be first among you, let him be your servant." Let's learn more about Jesus' mother. This story is called Mary's Part. Speaking parts were being assigned for the church Christmas program, and Kaylee eagerly waited for her name to be called. She was sure she was the perfect one to take the part of Mary, the mother of Jesus. "No one can memorize lines as well as me," she thought. "Braylee," Mrs. Roberts' voice interrupted Kaylee's thoughts, "I think you would be a good choice to play the part of Mary." Kaylee gasped. "Braylee? She stutters sometimes," Kaylee thought. "What kind of Mary would she be?" Kaylee scowled. "Well, that's just fine with me. Who wants to be in this dumb play anyway?" When Mrs. Roberts offered her another part, Kaylee made excuses and refused to be in the production at all. On the night of the program, Kaylee sat in the front row. She had come to laugh at Braylee's mistakes. "Mrs. Roberts will be embarrassed for making such a dumb choice," she thought in disgust as Braylee walked up front. "That drab outfit looks like it was made from a feed sack. Mom would have made me a much better costume than that." She snickered to herself and rolled her eyes. Hesitantly, Braylee began reciting from Luke chapter 1. "My soul magnifies the Lord because, she paused briefly, "because he has looked with favor on the humble condition of this servant." "Humble condition," thought Kaylee. "That sure fits Braylee." Suddenly, another thought struck her, causing her mouth to drop open in surprise. "It fits Mary, too." Kaylee tried to push that thought away, but she couldn't. More unwanted thoughts persisted as she watched the rest of the Christmas performance. "Mary was willing to obey God and carry out his commands, and Braylee's like that too," Kaylee realized. "She's a good Mary." In her heart, Kaylee knew that if she had gotten the part, she would be saying Mary's words only to make herself look good and be the star performer. But Braylee was humble like the real Mary was, and like how Jesus was too. They were both willing to obey God and make sacrifices for the good of others. Feeling ashamed, Kaylee prayed silently, asking God to forgive her proud spirit and to help her be humble like Mary and Jesus. So how about you? Do you think you should be the one chosen to sing the solo or answer the questions or lead the group because you do it best? In today's story, Kaylee was too proud to be a good Mary in the play. So are you humble or are you proud? What do you say, Will?
I am humble like Mary.
Eden?
I am humble.
How about you, Jaden? What can you do to be more humble?
Be more honest, tell more of the truth, and not be so prideful so that other people would just, yeah.
How can you let Jesus shape you to be more like him?
By reading the Bible, believing in him, and telling it to others.
And finally, how about you, Amanda?
Thank Jesus. Listen and follow him.
I'm so glad to hear from all of you. Those are all really good answers. And by the way, if you would like to send your answer to me, you can do that at our website. Just get your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net and tap on Countdown to Christmas in the menu, and then leave me a voice message. Jesus wants humble servants who are willing to serve his purpose instead of their own so that he will be honored. Even though he is God, Jesus was willing to die for our sins so we could be saved. Mary was his humble servant. Now, does that description fit you too? Our key verse is Matthew 20:27.
Whoever wants to be first among you, let him be your servant.
And our key thought, be a humble servant. If you like the Countdown to Christmas stories, then you might also like the Daily Keys for Kids podcast. I host it, and it's based on the written Keys for Kids devotional. Every day is a story similar to today's episode, and it's a great way to stay connected to God. The best way to listen is on the Keys for Kids app. Just ask your parents and then search Keys for Kids in your app store. I'm Zach. Thanks for spending time with me on the Countdown to Christmas, a podcast from Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net.